Everybody, and welcome to Geek Actually, the After Show, episode 109 for the 20th of November, 2010. I am Dave McVeigh, and I am joined in studio again by Josh Philpott. How are you?
I'm fine, still fine. Got Coke now. Thank you, Dave.
It's all right. Still have a mustache.
Yeah.
I think you should shave your mustache off on air.
On air?
Yeah.
We could do a show.
Done.
I think we should do it in the After Show in a couple of weeks when you're ready to take it off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it will be pretty much the day or the week. Let's find out what day that is.
You find out what that is while I finish introducing the show, because we've also got Celine Roberts. How are you?
Very good.
That's excellent.
Excellent, very good.
I love the fact that this time of day it's like, yeah, let's just get this done. All right, so what is this show? This is our after show. This is what happens at the end of our recording day. We've done Tech Actually. We've done Film Actually. And we kind of leave the mics on. And we kind of have this little unstructured Week in Geek, which is a little bit more structured nowadays because David Murray, also known as Delta Knight in our chat room, has become our official researcher. And he just sends me copious amounts of links, which I go through and I go, that'll work, that won't work, that'll work, that won't work, and so forth. And we end up with what we have. Now, we also, as well, have another trailer that we're going to show, and I didn't put this into the main show because, quite frankly, I didn't like it, and I'm going to show it here as just a matter of course so that we can tear it apart and discuss it, but we'll come back to that in a minute. First of all, let's have a look at some of these geeky links that he has sent through, and the first thing I want to say is, it's been spotted in the wild. Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about the geek swimwear that came out, and we showed some shots of the R2-D2 swimwear and so forth, and Delta Knight has just sent us this wonderful link that shows a girl actually wearing the R2-D2 swimsuit in the wild, and she's a babe, man.
It looks very much like, oh, God, tell me she's not sitting in front of a mirror taking a photo of
it. Yeah, of course she is.
That's the way the home photo's done. Horrible. You know, I bet it's on her Facebook page, too, Josh.
Oh, gross.
I want to know where there's more pictures of her.
Yeah.
She just, either that, no, or it's one of those. She's just some chick. I don't think she's a model or anything.
Nope.
But she could be.
She's just.
She could be a suicide girl.
She could be a porn person.
Or a suicide girl. With all those tats, she could be a suicide girl. Anyway, the link, of course, to see this picture.
Oh, mind you.
Yeah,
suicide girls are not that pretty. Come on.
Hey, alternative beauty. Come on. Alternative.
I didn't say they weren't nice to look at. I said they're not classically pretty. These girls
they're just alternative.
Yeah, these girls are very alternative. That's a nice way of saying not so pretty. That's like, look, you look at throughout everything, you look at the code words, right? Yeah. When you're looking for a house, if it says neat kitchen, you know that means small kitchen, yeah. You know? If you say alternative pretty, that means really not that pretty. It's kind of like, you know, the boys get together and they go, I set you up with a date. And they say, is she good looking? She's got a good personality.
Yep.
You know, so it's like,
people just don't appreciate women.
I do. I appreciate all women, all shapes and sizes. I appreciate all women. Sorry. All right. Now, we will move on from there and basically say, if you think you are a geek, one of the prime things about being a geek is obsessive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that before. Check out this dude. He is what he considers to be the biggest Harry Potter fan in the world.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Hello, I'm Harry Potter.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, wow.
America's biggest Harry Potter fan.
He's talking,
but
too.
You're in luck. You found the world's biggest Harry Potter fan. I've been reading the book since I was 11 years old, and I've read each of them over 100 times. I know the stories inside and out. For the past 12 years, I've been the biggest, most obsessed Harry
He lives
Potter
in a world of Harry Potter.
He does, and it's not just his one room. It's his whole apartment.
How do you know that? Does
he takes a walk.
See each of the movies.
He even tries to
the day they were released, if not at midnight.
No, you're kidding. Really?
Yeah. I camped outside borders for 24 hours.
So Northy says, holy shit, a virgin in his natural habitat.
Isn't it scary?
It says he makes me
horrifying.
Delta Knight says he makes him feel better about his own life.
To creatures and characters.
Delta, you will never be this bad. Ever.
Oh, dear.
I filled 3 rooms of my house with Harry Potter.
Do you reckon he leaves the house like that?
Yeah, probably. My question is, where does he work? He obviously has money. Every cent he spends.
Oh, God, he's got, like, the scene at Harry Potter's. See, that's a sign of a true nerd.
And it's all laid out, like, on display, like somebody actually comes over, like he has friends.
I love it, the fact that he's got a chessboard. That obviously means he never gets out.
It's a wizard chessboard. Harry Potter
clothing. Really?
Yeah. Every day for 3 months. It's Harry Potter, dude. Without
wearing the same thing. And this will be where his flatmate lives.
He just said, I have my Harry Potter clothing, which I can wear every day for 3 months.
Oh, yeah,
without
you see now.
Yeah.
Joe
Rowling and her so work he wastes his Harry Potter shirts out my own art.
Oh, to school. There you go. Right.
He's also an artist and he draws Harry Potter art.
That's actually quite a good picture. Come on, oh, wait. No, there's the fan art.
She's even influenced my writing. Enough so.
Why are you using a wand?
Because he's the world's biggest Harry Potter fan. Alright, I've seen enough. Have you seen enough?
I was ages ago.
2006. Watch it, steady on.
He's pretending like he's controlling the camera with his wand.
Can we move on now?
Alright, but, okay, now, this is obsessive much, alright? But I felt it would only be fair, because there's probably people out there right now going, oh, those Harry Potter geeks, right? That, to be fair, the women are just as bad.
Oh. Yeah, no, they are.
I actually, after Delta sent me that, I said, we need to really have balance to this. And so, that's the world's biggest Harry Potter fan. Here's the world's biggest Twilight fan.
No.
Oh. Oh, God. No. Oh, and he's got the thing. Oh.
I'm sorry, I need to listen to this. And seen the movies.
You have to listen to it.
I can't watch very much of this. I just have to really move on. I just like to point out that she's in a wedding dress standing next to the woolly boy.
So she's obviously made a decision.
Yeah, and the fact that she's actually drawn a tuxedo onto him like he's getting married.
It's a pity we can't skip forward. I would love to see. Oh, God, is that, like, writing on the wall from, like, the book?
Yeah. Twilight songs to sing to reporters. I can't take any more. But she goes on, if you've watched the video, I can't watch it more than once, but she goes on to say that, you know, her entire life is influenced. It's not like she just collects stuff. Yeah. She lives her entire life like it is the Twilight books, and the writing has inspired every aspect of her life.
What a champion.
Oh, my God.
What a champ. What's commitment there? Like, if you're going to commit to something, commit to that.
Really?
Hey, she could be out, you know, running people down in her car. But she's a psycho who stays indoors.
You know what? Fair call.
But
fair
you
call.
Don't know that. Maybe she gets into her wedding dress and goes and runs people down.
Maybe she does. Shit.
You don't like Twilight!
Probably. She's a midnight, like, Twilight hater killer. She just runs around her town killing everyone that hates Twilight.
Yeah.
In a wedding dress.
Those unexplained murders.
Callison says at least the Harry Potter books are good books.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the thing. Like, you know, at least with Harry Potter, you can kind of go, yeah, all right, I can get that.
Northy says, first hot chick I would not tap. I don't know if I would call her hot chick. She was kind of that alternative look that we were talking about.
She was definitely suicide quality.
She's definitely suicide material. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say right there.
We'll it's incredibly sexist of us to judge her by her looks, but at the same time, really... This is how
oh,
you
dude, don't
to
get
live
me any
life.
Wrong. I think she's about as likely to get play as the dude as well. Let me explain that for balance. They are both socially retarded.
They are both socially. Yeah. What'd you say?
Oh, dude, no way.
What'd you just say?
No
they
way.
Should get married. Oh. And he can have his Harry Potter stuff in one half of the house,
oh,
and she can have
no,
her Twilight
they would
stuff in
it would be like domestic arguments
the
all the time. You know, it's like, Edward's better than Harry! Harry would zap
so
Edward!
So Edward would be Harry, and the other dude would be Ron, and Thingo would be Hermione, I guess.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. That's a threesome. The threesome.
That's
I think
a threesome. There's still the tension, which,
yeah,
you know, outlines.
Tension.
I reckon the two of them would get along.
I think
great.
We have talked about this far too much.
I don't know. You can never talk about Twilight too much. Hours of endless.
Callison says they should get together and make creepy babies.
Oh, God. Can you imagine the children?
Could you imagine them in the bedroom?
imagine their spawns as
you movie. Watched it, you can't unwatch it.
But does he do it in his robes? That's what
of
I want
course. To know. Just
and she
stop.
Does it in her wedding dress. And they have like the he's got like the pictures of the Harry Potter that he's
that's something I didn't mention at the head of the show, which is for some reason, and God knows why, but for some reason this show had this huge surge in listeners this week. I mean, like quadrupled its numbers. I think we just lost them all, right? So, sorry. Welcome to all those new listeners, by the way. I don't know what attracted you to this show, but anyway, I encourage you to stick around because we have Canadian guys and big food coming up. So, okay, so you're going to a protest, all right? Let me just set up the scene here. You're going to a protest. Senior citizens are going to a protest to protest conditions, which would lead you to believe that conditions aren't very good. This is in Poland. Okay.
Right.
So there's
what
a
kind of conditions?
Well, like, you know, poor living conditions, mm-hmm. poor what are we looking at here? Things like pensions and stuff that, right? Yeah. So you would think that they would all be fairly poor. Right. However, this particular protester, and I'm going to play some video for you that Delta found, which I just and what I really like is the guys taking the video, listening to them laughing in the background. This is a protest about these conditions. And note the protest sign. Look up in the top corner there. Somebody's put their iPad on a stick.
Well, you know, at least they can afford iPads.
I was about to say, you're not doing too badly if you've got your iPad on a stick.
Why would you put it on a stick?
I just got...
Maybe it's one of those fake ones.
He's got it wrapped in plastic because obviously the weather isn't good.
It's never good in Poland.
No, that's true. But I just think I just love the fact that the camera guys taking that video are just laughing in the background. Like, what the hell?
I love the guy who's sort of looking at them like, what? What's wrong?
It's my sign, man.
Yeah, just because I'm rich doesn't mean I can't protest for poor people.
I think that is...
Isn't that such a flaming, like... That's just so mean. It's like you're protesting about bad things. You're like, look at me.
I got an iPad.
On a sign.
I said, we can't read what's on the iPad because it's all in Polish. It's probably saying, suckers, I'm rich.
No, I think he would have been beaten to death if that was
the case. All right, so from... that ridiculousness to how would you feel about... Oh, actually, no, sorry, I almost skipped the story here. I don't have a graphic for this one. This is why I almost skipped it. This is Yahoo. It's called Yahoo Clues. Mm. And basically, it's this analytical engine where you can go in there and find out data about stuff. And somebody actually keyed in the data. This is from Geeks Are Sexy. And they actually put in who watches Star Wars and Star Trek. And they actually got the demographics from Yahoo Clues. Hi. So we can say that out of 100%, the bulk of viewers for Star Wars is between 35 and 44 years old, 20% male, and 17% female. It's interesting when you go back because above the age of 65, it falls down to 1% female and 2% guys. So the older generation don't get it, obviously. Below 24, now you'd think Star Wars... especially the latest Star Wars, or really kids' films, but below 24, it's only 8% and 6% female to male ratio. But predominantly, more males than females on both. Now, but we get to Star Trek, and Star Trek just completely sheds the women. Star Trek is male-centric, right? Yeah. Star Trek has got below 24, 5% male, 4% female. Okay, kind of even. 25 to 34%, 5% women, 12% men. Then it gets to 35 to 44%, 7% women, 20% men. You get to 45 to 54, 7% women, 19% men.
So 7% pretty much for everyone. All
women, it's like 4, 5, 7, 7, 3, 1. That's how it goes down. Yeah. Men is like 5, 12, 20, 19, 12.
How many
men? It's like, where's Star Trek?
I think that 7% is being relatively nice to them as well. I think realistically that's probably taking into account all the women that went, yeah, I've seen Star Trek. It's like, right, tick.
Tick. So, but I think what we can get here, though, is that more women prefer Star Wars to Star Trek.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're not saying more women than men. It's very male-centric. Both both lists are both male-centric, but women definitely are digging on the Star Wars more than they're digging on the Star Trek.
Maybe they're all just underground and they don't want to admit that they like stuff like that.
But geeks are sexy, man.
Yeah, but, you know.
We had this discussion before the show. We've decided that geeks are sexy.
Besides, we all know that Star Wars is the superior film, so suck it. And that's all I got to say.
Snap.
You give me as many Star Trek films as you want, and we'll put them up against the Star Wars trilogy. Game over.
It would be like round one, fight!
Game over. That's
but if we add up, what I would be curious to know is if we added up the profit from six Star Wars films and whatever associated television series and cartoons and stuff, and then we added it to the profit made from all of the Star Trek TV series and all the Star Trek movies, which one actually ended up making the most amount of money?
I'm sorry, we have to read out that.
Northy says, maybe women spend their time better than taking these surveys. Just saying.
Just saying. Geeks waste time, man.
Yeah, no, geeks waste time. I think you put it perfectly there, man. That pretty much writes off.
Is this an indication, though, that there are more male geeks than female geeks?
Oh, well, no, because we've already put the classification that geek is somebody that's intensely into whatever they're into. I think there is as many, if not...
That's true. All we have to do is look at that Twilight girl.
I mean, you guys are winning now, right? Isn't the percentage more females than males now?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
In the world?
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
But
so
like, it's look, like, I've had experiences where, like, people have openly challenged me because I'm like, oh, yeah, Star Wars is pretty cool. And, like, an entire group of 10 men will come up to me and be like, what the fuck? What would you know? It's like when I talk about gaming, it's the same thing. Guys just assume you know nothing, and when you say I like gaming, they go, oh yeah, so you like Mario Kart and Legend of Zelda. It's kind of like, so now I just don't say anything at all.
Wouldn't that be, yeah, exactly, wouldn't that be more though that that males are really heavily into believing that they are, you know, the
pinnacle
be all
of everything.
Okay, two things in the chat room. Callison says, I think male geeks are just more socially acceptable than female geeks.
Yeah.
And
yes, because of that reason.
But because of that, yeah, like I work at a video game store and regularly I get guys coming in going, wow, a girl working at a video game store with their girlfriends. Like, and usually I just look across at their girlfriend and I'm like, really? This guy? Really?
And it's like in Big Bang Theory, the joke of whenever she enters the comic book store, everybody stops. It's like, ooh, a girl, you know? Yeah. I think male...
Yeah, and it's
socially,
just like,
socially,
like, yeah, understand
socially
why people,
awkward, unacceptable.
You can understand why girls wouldn't want that sort of attention, because, I mean, like, to be honest, it's creepy in general, and, you know, like, it's something we should probably... Here's something to go out to the entire geek community. We really need to stop doing that. Maybe look for, like, 1 second... But then get back to whatever you were doing.
Now,
make them feel welcome. We want more girl geeks.
Absolutely. We want all the girl geeks we can. And this is why I'm going to say, Delta Knight, that your no is actually premature, because Numero Zero has asked, do Twihards count as geeks? Unfortunately, yes. Because they are intensely passionate about their product, about their thing. They are geeks
definition. And look, look at it this way, dude. Twihards aren't necessarily a problem, because what you do is you take their love for that, and then you sort of show them the rest of vampire culture. And, you know, there's a lot of sexuality and seduction. Get them into, you know, sort of, what's the TV series? True Blood. And then after that, you can kind of move them further along.
Wonderfully trashy TV,
though. And then, like, bam, all of a sudden you got a horror girlfriend.
Yeah, problem is that they aren't, because what they do is they go to TV, they go, oh, Vampire Diaries, that's so much like Diary, that's so much
like
Twilight.
Yeah, but you can put that before you put True Blood,
because
True Blood...
Because they're not interested in the horror aspect of it.
No,
they're not. They're interested in the sexy aspect of it, which, funnily enough, didn't exist before 1979. Prior to 1979, vampires were scary, you know?
A lot of the mythology is very erotic.
Sure, and there's a little bit of the eroticness coming through in Bram Stoker's original story, and so forth. But it wasn't until Dracula, played by Frank Langella, in the 79 version of Dracula, where they added sex appeal.
Lying,
and then we added Chris Sarandon in Fright Night, where he was kind of sexy. And, you know, it's like we added all that sex appeal into the vampire culture, that whole, you know, live forever, and it's all very overly romanticized. And as Delta Knight says, sparkling, that's only in Twilight. that we actually sexualized vampires, vampirism. And it's become this real culture, this subculture.
I think Calisynth, Nosferatu might be a bit too far. We're trying to bring them into it, not freak them the fuck out.
That's right. Yeah, I don't think we're really heading into that territory. Mm. All right, Sue. Now, Josh, what do you think of this?
I always love when you say that.
What do you think of this? No, as a true tech geek like me.
Okay.
What do you think of this? You got a nice computer. Right. You want to overclock it. You want it to have lots of good airflow. And yep. you know what? A computer being just a computer in a case is just not interesting enough.
No, dude.
Let's spread it out a bit and put it up as a wall fixture.
Ooh. I'm not even that much into tech, and that just looks fun.
So basically, he's taken his computer and he's actually mounted it on a flat panel and he's put it up on the wall. It's got lots of airflow.
Yeah, like hell, you barely need cooling for that thing.
Boy, and being surfacing, it would be a breeze, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it's all right there. Somebody pointed out, though, in the article that this was attached to, that boy, you wouldn't want to have pets because cats would be going for that. Little flickering lights and stuff. The cat be up there going.
I think somebody like that probably. No, I can't imagine you would have cats.
If yeah, and Geldis's fucker would be heavy on the wall too. Yeah, it would.
Yeah,
be
no,
heavy.
I think
that properly mounted, yeah. So it didn't.
You'd want that
you
mounted
down.
The same way you'd mount a plasma screen. Yeah. You want that properly mounted up there.
Yeah, no, but still, that's kind of cool. I mean, I've seen some dude when I was doing the tech thing and doing a lot harder than I am now. I've seen some very amazing cases. One of the coolest cases I've ever seen is somebody that built. He was a carpenter by trade. He built a wooden case. It was like this big, like you know, like as long as my arm, and it was just like a small, thin cylinder, like square tube. And it was just all the parts were kind of stacked along
that's
on the inside.
Cool.
And he could just like slide the top off and it was all inside.
Oh, that's kind
and
of
it
cool.
looked so cool because it would just sit behind the thing. And it was just
like
this nice like varnished like wooden thing. And in the end were the ports and the CD drive. And even those had wooden fronts on
the
them
as well.
The
only issue I have with this is there'd be a fucking lot of heat coming off of that wall.
It'd so, be very
because
weird.
It'd
You'd
just be radiating off
room.
Rather than being contained.
Yeah.
And so sitting in the room.
You could always do what another one of my friends did, which was he just abandoned the concept of the case altogether and actually didn't even, like this guy is sort of the kind of techie that didn't keep his stuff for very long, but basically he just had a milk crate and the stuff was just tossed into it. He would actually just pull the CD player up and press the button on it. That was probably my favorite one.
Delta Knight says he's seen a beige box with a coffee machine built into the front.
Brilliant!
Brilliant!
See,
that's tech ingenuity right there.
Is it a proper cappuccino machine?
Oh, challenge accepted.
It have the little,
like
steam pipe, the little steam pipe on the side.
Milk and everything else, yeah.
Brilliant. And then, of course, you've got the little built-in cup holder with the CD tray.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. All right. This is the trailer, guys. I've been putting this off, but I figure we'd better play this.
Oh, God, really? Do we have to again? We've already seen it.
Once again, this is another trailer like the one with Aliens and Cowboys. Lots of people have been talking about it. They're all going, oh, I've got to see this. I saw this is a film called Your Highness, and I've actually been throwing this link a few times now this week. I watched it. I didn't like it, guys. I actually thought it was really dumb. But let's play it for the sake of playing it and then see what the chat room actually says.
Yeah.
Because let's see what they say about it. Here's the Red Band trailer for Your Highness.
Oh, yeah.
In a faraway land, there live two brothers. One brave and bold. The other... not so much.
Woo!
Courtney, will you make funny faces to entertain me?
No!
Never triangle face. I hate triangle face. It scares me.
The Tsar!
Prepare to meet your doom.
I'm here to steal a beautiful virgin that looks just like...
her.
And just how do you plan on doing that?
Magic.
Motherfucker.
You must journey with your brother to rescue his bride, or you can face banishment from the kingdom.
Shit.
Let the quest begin.
Brother, I don't think you'll need that armor.
You may quest the way you like. I will quest the way I like. Here I come.
Ow.
This quest sucks. I shouldn't even be here. I will probably die on this quest. Courtney definitely will.
If we work together, we can destroy Lazar once and for all.
Just say we are too late, and Lazar was able to get her cookies. Would you still want her?
I don't want to think about that.
Yes, I know, but what if he butt-fucked her? Would you still like her?
Shut up. What's right of you to spy on a bathing woman?
I'm simply keeping an eye on her.
Oh, God, she's looking at us. Remain perfectly still.
How are you going to make me love you?
If your vagina is anything like my hand, there will be no problem.
We will ensure that you run into no danger. With our huge muscles, we shall protect you.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That didn't really go as planned.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit! You've got to suck out the venom. I don't want to suck it, you suck it.
I can't suck my own venom.
Yes, you can, I'll help you.
Suck it. Suck your venom.
I can't reach you with my mouth.
Courtney, suck the venom.
I've never sucked venom.
Suck it.
Nice.
Whenever you maidens are ready.
Ready. Alone.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Thaddeus?
Yes?
I've not been able to stop thinking of you.
What a coincidence. I was just about to finish thinking of you.
Your Highness.
Breathe deeply of these herbs and share a vision with me.
Thaddeus, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
You making a fool of yourself. Handle your shit, Fabius, please.
Really? 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 All right, Josh, what are you going to say?
Look, I'm sorry, it doesn't look too bad. I'm going to go with the chat room on this one.
Josh, what are you going to say?
Look, I don't think it's going to be that bad. It'll be stupid, and I think if you go into it knowing it's going to be really stupid, I mean,
yes,
no.
Absolutely. That's exactly how I feel.
But Callison, I can guarantee you, Dave, I can guarantee you right here and now, it will be better.
I can't make that guarantee.
Nice Tale. See, I got you with that one, didn't
Nice
I?
Tale
you
did. Was pretty bad.
Nice Tale was pretty bad.
And, well, because you were talking about parodies while the trailer was running, and I was sitting there going, Dave, we've done parodies. It doesn't work.
Okay, but now...
gone are the days
Callison
of Monty
Python.
Callison
has said in our chat room, I'm getting a horrible Dungeons & Dragons movie vibe from this, and that's exactly how I feel. It feels like
it's
that
too high budget that for that.
Uneasy mixture of comedy and...
You've got the like equivalent of like lowest common denominator like comedy hits in this film, okay? You've got Danny McBride, who is huge in America. Huge. This guy's in everything right now. He's got his own TV show.
I've seen it.
I don't think it's funny either. But it's one of those things where it's like, there's going to be money behind this. I'm not worried about the way
his
it looks.
Show actually does have one funny line in it. It's actually from the very first episode.
Yeah.
It's Eastbound and Down is the name of his show. And there's one funny line where they're sitting around the dinner table and there's a really uneasy, like, extended family where, you know, and she calls out to her son and... They've named their kids after a movie.
Yeah.
And he just looks over, Danny McBride completely, as Danny McBride does, goes, what the fuck do you call your son, Shrek? and it's just his delivery of it, which was actually so funny. And the rest of it, though, is just like,
I've got the feeling it's going to have that Hot Tub Time Machine joke vibe, where it'll be like one in three will hit correctly. Yeah.
And to me, it just feels like, I mean, all the stuff where it goes into like the action stuff at the end, you know, I'm fine with all that. It's just like the problem I have with it is I just look at it and that trailer is so stilted in the way it's cut together. It's almost like, oh, we're allowed to say fuck, so I'll just say fuck here. For no apparent reason.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, just because it's such
a... And they have to draw it out and then go, motherfucker. It's like, I can say fuck right now.
Because the reason you would do that, though, is because the whole thing is that this genre is very much not that. It's like, it's all bequothed in, like, big words and you know, sort of ye old English. It's like, to take a jab at that as a concept, I'm fine with that. I want to see a movie like that.
Go and look at Monty Python's Holy Grail. Yeah. Monty Python's Holy Grail took the shit out of that genre of film, and they did it brilliantly, and none of it felt like, oh, look, we can do it because we're winking at the camera like we can do this.
We're in a modern generation, everything has to have fuck for the third word. You know this.
I don't agree.
I'm not saying it's right.
I have no problem with them saying fuck. They can say cunt, they can say shit, they can say whatever they want. Put it into context, though. Because it's funnier when it's within context. If you're just saying the word fuck, that's not funny.
Magic, motherfucker, really? Just nothing? Doesn't even tickle?
Doesn't even tickle me.
I think that's hilarious.
Doesn't even tickle me. I saw it, and all I could think is, really? That you thought that was going to get the laugh, you know?
And, well, it is, dude. The trailer is everywhere. And
I think
like,
we should
I'm
see
this,
it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Oh, do you know what? The other trailer.
I'm with her. All right.
We will go see it. Yeah. But do you know what? Because I love James Franco. I would see it just for James Franco. I would see it for Natalie Portman. I love Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she's sexy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. See that sex, that combination of sex on the screen? No problem. However, and you see her in a bikini. So, you know, that's, you know.
That's always good.
But I will say that the trailer, the vibe that I get from this trailer, the vibe I'm getting is the Red Band trailer from MacGruber.
And you know what? Funnily enough, I liked that trailer again.
See, I didn't. And that trailer, and then I sat there going, boy, it just feels like they're saying things just for the fact that they're trying to wink and say, look, we can say it. Look, yeah, what we can get away with. And who was proved right in this situation? MacGruber took about $3 at the box office.
Oh, dude, I wasn't interested in watching the film of MacGruber. I just thought the trailer was
I saw that funny. Trailer, I just went, no.
But at the same time, when I watched that trailer, I pretty much remember saying that I would never go see the film, but I think the trailer's funny.
But how many people that we knew went, oh, that looks really fucking funny? Nobody went to see it, though.
No, because, dude, the jokes were all in the trailer.
It was a send-up of spy MacGyver. Films and MacGyver. It was a Saturday Night Live send-up. And it was just awful.
Wow, that really
it really did. I am quite literal. I didn't even crack $1 million at the box office.
No.
I mean, it was literally a complete disaster. Nobody went to see it.
No, of course not, because it was based on one Saturday Night Live.
And the trailer sucked, quite frankly. All right, this movie is like Holy Grail, then I'm sold. It's not going to be like Holy Grail, I guarantee you right now. Monty Python.
No one can pull off Monty Python.
Monty Python. They're done. Yeah. They're gone. Leave it alone. Get your hand off of it.
Right. Actually, the only thing that worries me about that film, because I've seen her in too many serious roles and I can't attach her as a comedy act, the only thing that I'm incredibly terrified, apart from, you know, the Natalie obvious Portman? Shittiness, yeah, is Natalie Portman. I can't buy her at all in that film.
However,
yeah,
she's doing a very smart thing, because if that trailer is anything to go by, she's playing it completely straight, which means she's the straight man to their comedy routine. That can be funny in itself.
Yeah, but she just leaves me cold, because she's aware of the fact that there's comedy going on around her, and she just doesn't. I just don't see her as badass.
The one thing I will give Natalie Portman is she has a great sense of humor, and so to see her actually be allowed to be funny would actually be better. Because you look at all the stuff that she gets involved in and why she gets involved in stuff, because she does have a good sense of humor. She's allowed to do it.
Again, we will see. Yeah.
We will see. When that film comes out, we will see. I predict disaster. But that's just me. How's this for a do-it-yourself project, Josh?
I'm so keen to find out what you...
A USB key built into a floppy disk.
It's huge.
I want it.
What? Why?
Come on, it's so cute. Something to do with your old floppy disks. You just take
you know what? I've already done what you're supposed to do with floppy disks. I threw them the fuck out. Okay? It's cute. Yeah, no, I agree. It's cute and it's kind of cool.
It's lame, but it's cute.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a talking point of geeks. You say, here, put it on my USB key. And you pull out your floppy disk.
You mean out of the bag that you've got on the floor in the corner?
It's only this big, dude.
A disk is that big.
No, it's not. God, how long has it been since you used a floppy disk?
That is how big a disk is.
Floppy disks are big.
They're big.
3.5 inches, dude.
Yes. That big.
It's not that big, dude.
It's that big. You know what?
I have one around
We're
going to
get a floppy
somewhere.
Disk.
I'm going to find a disk.
No, I don't have one out. I think it's packed away. But we'll find one for you. I do have one somewhere. I actually went through and threw all my floppy disks out recently. But
good man.
Because I don't use them. What's the point in having them? Anyway, let's move on.
Ah, exactly. My point.
No, but you're not going to use it as a floppy disk. You're going to use it as a USB key. And so we're not asking
so
it to
does
be a...
the whole thing... Like, you plug it into
it's
your
It's got
computer,
the USB. It's got, like, a little lead sticking out of it.
So
yeah,
right. Because I was going to say, that's kind of inconvenient if you...
No, you don't. It's you just know, a case.
Kind of trying to...
You're just building the USB stuff into the case of the floppy disk.
Right.
And there's a little USB plug
sticking
out. I prefer
the computer on the wall. Because...
Yeah, well, I just think it's fun. Guys, dude, stop looking around for a floppy disk.
No, I just took the size of a 3.5-inch bay, which is that wide.
I've got one right here.
Exactly. A 3.5-inch bay is that wide. If I could do that by four... It's about...
I have a ruler around here somewhere, dude.
You know what?
You really
the
want
point
to...
is, discs are big.
This is gripping radio. Gripping radio.
I hate you.
What we should do is build it into the old 7-inch floppies. Awesome. Or even better, the War Games, the big old... What were those ones in War Games? Those ones that were like record
dude,
size.
Freaking laser disc sized things that were like this big. They were like giant...
I reckon we make a USB key... out of a computer case.
Right? What's in there? Just 2 gigs.
No, 512K.
512 kilobytes, yeah.
All right. So we go from USB drives that are do-it-yourself projects to the man who can literally see backwards. Now,
right. Oh God. Oh God.
Oh God. Yeah, it's a very good point. This professor, and I'm going to get his name here in a second. My program is running really slowly, but this professor, who I am, my program has frozen. Hello, come back. Hello. Hello. Anyway, professor. This professor surgically planted, or is surgically planting, a camera into the back of his head, which
good
will
for him.
Really? which will take a shot every.
It's like a Twilight fan. He could be out running down children, or you know, putting child pornography online, and he's putting cameras in the back
or
of his head.
Or doing both, awesome. Because he can see behind him.
Goodreader officially sucks at this point. Can I just tell you? All right, where are we? Here we go. Finding him. He's an NYU. Where are we? He's from NYU. He's having a camera surgically embedded to the back of his head. Now, the Third Eye Project, which is what it's called. It's an art project, apparently. And it's going for an entire year. It's going to take one photo every 60 seconds and beam them to monitors in an Arab Museum of Modern Art. So as he's walking around, he'll be beaming these photos. And all I could think at this point, Arab Museum of Modern Art. He's walking around taking photos at the back of his head. This man will be arrested as a spy and thrown in Guantanamo Bay. That's all I'm saying.
But it's for art, and you can't fuck with art.
That's what he says it's for.
Yeah, but you can't fuck with art.
And he'll be standing there in front of the missile silo with his back to the missile silo going, no, I'm not really looking at anything.
He looks like a really unhappy dude.
He does, doesn't he?
Well, he's got a camera in the back of his head. That's probably not particularly
he's sitting there going, you try and have a fucking camera in the back of your head. So I don't know why he's actually doing this. I think it's a really weird thing, but quite frankly, this is a man you'll never be able to sneak up on.
It's modern art, dude. It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah, it's modern art. I don't get modern art. I don't get modern art.
Contemporary.
So, is that what we're calling
what's
it now?
What's sending it? Has he got a phone attached at the back of his head as well?
He must have a little Wi-Fi.
So what happens if the Wi-Fi drops out?
My favorite Martian.
You just end up with a signal at the Arab freaking thing, just like no signal available. And everybody's looking at you going, is this part of the artwork? I'm lost. What's the conviction in this particular picture?
All right. So I don't know. I just thought it was kind of bizarre.
And does it always happen? Does it happen when he goes home at night?
Every 60 seconds.
So we got
12 hours at the back of his pillow.
I guess. Well, 12? How long do you sleep?
What about...
As long as I can. How long do you fucking sleep?
Dude, seriously.
Six, seven hours, maybe?
Play for like a year of his life, as if you'd want to have sex with someone who's got a camera sticking out the back of their head. I'm just saying.
But it's at the back of his head.
Well,
so if he's having sex with you, he's not looking at you.
What if he's gay? And he receives.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
All right, boy, we just went into territory I don't want to be in. All right, so I don't really want to think about people's private sex lives. Straight, gay, I don't care what you guys do. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to talk about my sex life. You don't talk about yours. All right, so.
Delta Knight just said great minds. It's like, I'm not going to agree with that. I think our minds are wasted.
Let's talk about cooking mobile phones, shall we? Now, this is a video, and I thought this was just so geekfully awesome that we have to play it. These people took three cell phones, an iPhone, one of them is, I think, a Windows phone, it's an HTC, and one's an Android phone, and they put them on a grill to see which one would last longer.
I thought you were going to say taste better.
So here we go. Android G2, Windows 7 HTC Surround. And an iPhone. It has the Wi-Fis. And an easy grill.
Just so that you've got something to base.
Let me just turn this down a little bit. What grills faster? So much for the blending business. Here we go. Light them up.
They're all fakes. They wouldn't be real.
Oh, no. They use them.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Yeah, no. There you go. I believe you now.
This was my idea.
Stealing the Wi-Fi.
All right, so here they are. They're all on there. They're all doing things.
Wow, this one's burning up pretty fast.
There goes the Android machine.
How do you like them apples?
Oh, there goes the iPhone.
Temperature. It's saying temperature.
It's good. It's a high temperature read. Oh, there it goes.
No, but it turned off, which is smart.
My favorite part is actually when the batteries start exploding.
He's flipping them. That's so good.
Look, Windows, the HTC's sticking in there.
I bet you if you tried to use it, it wouldn't work.
Probably not.
It's Windows. It's locked up ages ago. It just hasn't changed the screen.
Oh.
There it goes. All right, so all phones are out now. Let's keep grilling. We're not finished yet. They're not fully cooked.
Where's the food? He was supposed to be cooking food, too.
Oh, look at the glass on that.
Oh, good.
Watch this. Oh, there it goes.
Boom.
Toasty. Oh, there goes the other battery.
Oh, fuck. You gotta give it one thing. That phone in the middle just is not blowing up.
Well, fastest, longest iPhone 4.
Well, because the iPhone 4 kind of like writes itself out. Because it's like, hey, we're getting really hot. I'm just going to turn off for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
That's because it's all its built-in temperature gauges and everything. It just shut itself down.
No.
I just love it when the batteries start going on them, though. And you see that boom. I love that little guy. Toasty. So there we go. So there's if you cook your iPhone.
And also the name for the show, I think. Toasty.
Toasty. Yeah. Yeah, I think Toasty's good. Yeah, we'll use Toasty.
Cool.
Okay. All right, we have one last Halloween video for you. Now, this has actually gone kind of a little bit viral. This is a revenge scare that somebody did. And it turns out, and there's actually, if you look at the video now, it actually has titles. It was done for the Microsoft 72-hour film competition.
Yeah.
So that's what it was for. So it is a mock-up, but it doesn't take away from the fact that it's still pretty fucking funny. All right,
Did not Halloween end 2 weeks ago?
Halloween finished 2 weeks ago, but this kind of came up, and I thought, finish off our Halloween coverage. It's not really Halloween. It's more of a practical joke, but let's have a look at it anyway. It's kind of fun. We do know now that it is a put-on because it was for the 72-hour festival, but the guy's reaction is quite priceless. So here we go.
Yes. Okay. Just went to the bathroom. That was my foreign exchange roommate. He has been driving me nuts lately with pranks and stuff like that. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get him back. You see, he's got this Windows 7 PC, and it's really cool and stuff. But what I did was I put on this Internet Maze thing, because it's almost Halloween. My little friend, I call him CIO Wiggins. Hello.
What he is not going to do,
Cole, he doesn't see him.
Run around me at the pond a bit.
That was me.
Dude, you could. You could say whatever you.
Dude, I love the fact he throws the lamp at him.
That kind of guy right there. That's the guy of a generation of horror fiends. That's the kind of person that sees something scary and knows exactly what to do. He's just like, hit the guy, smash the window, and get the fuck out. Guy was ready for that shit, man.
His reaction is priceless, and whether it's a put on or not, it's fabulous.
That's why, dude, seriously, in my generation with my friends, I would never make a scare that would be horror-related. You want to know why? Because I know 90% of my friends would just grab a knife and stab me.
Do you know how we know this is fake as well?
What?
The printer's not plugged in.
Well, maybe he was rearranging his set.
Maybe he pulled it really hard.
Yeah, well, maybe.
No, it's actually not for real, Dave. It's actually a fake, but it's quite a funny fake.
Yeah, it was done for the 72-hour Microsoft film competition.
I just think the printer out the window is the best. The fact that he's just so ready. He's like, smack.
Whoa, boom.
Sorry, guys.
I love the fact that he freaks out, jumps up, picks the lamp up, throws it at him, and then throws the printer out the
window.
And
it's with precision, too, man. He's, like, aiming that shit.
That big noise you heard, by the way, was Josh's microphone falling
out. I was just trying to make it authentic.
Make you all jump out of your seats while we're at it.
Yeah, sorry for the ears, guys.
We have now come to that time in the show.
Oh, God.
Delta's weird geek food.
No. Yeah.
We only have one, and it's not disgusting. Well, depending on your frame of mind. We're only doing one this week because we are going to finish up pretty soon here. But this is our Canadian guys back again. And they're not eating a library as they promised us. I was hoping it would be a library. But here is the massive meat log. So here you go.
These are my online gaming friends. We took a break out of destroying noobs on Black Ops to destroy your armies on YouTube. We fried our bacon and then extracted the bacon grease to make our greasy bacon mayo. We made a blanket out of that ground beef. We're talking three animals that were once living. Cow, pig, baby cow. And then we took hot dogs and wrapped them in cheese. And then we took all this food and made it and it gave birth to this abomination.
Jesus.
And then we took this hunk of the animal kingdom and lathered it up in yellow cornmeal. And then we deep fried it.
Oh.
And to make this the most epic corn dog ever, we inserted a large wooden spoon to use as a handle. So, you excited to eat it?
Yes.
We all know that no one wants to see a douchebag eat a corn dog.
Come here, little girl.
Come here, little girl.
So we brought a little girl in for all you perverts.
Oh, no.
Dude, there's no way someone like that would eat that. Jesus, and she's dipping it in shit. Our Canadian's invincible. That's great, dude. Good God, she's just...
Three different types of animals. And cheese.
And cheese.
Oh...
What the fuck?
Only in Canada, this is our chat room. He wipes her mouth and then eats the napkin.
All right, let's play some Black Ops.
Next time, we eat a garage sale.
Now you're just throwing words around.
Next time we eat a garage sale. I don't believe she ate it all. There's lots of cuts in there. I'm sure that
I don't think they eat it all either.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Possibly.
I think you'd die.
Or they're invincible, as our chat room has put
it. I think that's the greatest line Calicent has ever said. Are Canadians invincible? I don't know. I'm curious to find that out as well.
Well, we'll have to find out what they're eating next time.
No cuts.
There was another video from these guys. We only have time to play one, but there was another one where they actually made the world's grossest pizza.
Yeah.
And they went around to all of the fast food places like KFC and McDonald's and all, and they bought burgers and meals, and then they put it all onto a pizza base and covered the entire thing in cheese and then sliced them up and ate that.
That's pretty impressive as a concept. So
they
I guess
the whole burgers on top of the pizza.
Wow.
And the onion rings.
She's
and the
far
chips
too skinny to ever have the ability to eat that much.
Exactly.
Meat.
She was pretty though.
Yeah.
In a classical way, not in the alternative way.
Beauty way.
She was pretty.
A little bit too classically hot, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Although if she really does play Black Ops, that's kind of sexy as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh come on, it's not like it's a hard game.
I haven't played it yet.
Snap. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We're done. Anything else?
No, we were just kind of shocked by that. We're like, oh, all right.
All right, if you have something that you want to tell us about, if you come across something so extraordinarily geeky that you just have to share, send it to feedback@geekaxy.com. If you want to yell at us or disagree with us or complain about us, go to hell. No, send it to feedback@geekaxy.com. And then go to hell. No, I joke. I'm only joking. You can also send us voicemail. Look, we want to hear your voices.
Yeah.
Send us your questions via voicemail. 02-8011-3167. We'll play you on the show. What the hell? This show, we'll do anything. We're kind of like those Canadian guys eating anything. We'll do anything on this show.
Hey, within reason, man.
Didn't we say we're on a topless show? No.
Dave?
That was my suggestion.
No.
Why, it's my show. I can take my top off.
Wow.
This is my house, damn it.
I can do anything I want. All right. Make sure you do check out our real shows and not this weirdness. Tech Actually and Film Actually. You can check it all out live. We go out, start broadcasting at 12 p.m.
Finish Australian, about midnight.
Yeah, finish sometime in the next century. We've been broadcasting for about 14 hours straight here today. We start broadcasting 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, which is UTC plus 10. And we start with, as of next week, we'll be starting with Film Actually, then go to Tech Actually, and then do this. Whatever this is.
Oh, right, the Geek Actually. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Whatever this is.
Because you're pointing to your iPad, and I'm like, it's an iPad.
Sorry, my finger's behind the iPad. I'm pointing here.
At the desk. At the desk. Cool, I got you.
What else have we got? That's it. I think I'm done. I can't think of anything else to talk about. Oh, I got to talk about David Storm's America. You got your plug in last time. I'm going to do my plug this time.
Fair enough.
We are trying to raise money here at Geek Actually to try and send us to America, because we really want to try and, you know, talk to all the good podcasters out there, all the power players, as the case may be. We're trying to raise money. We've raised $150 so far. We need to get to $6,000. So, you know, be nice if, you know, if you've got some spare change, throw it our way. Go to geekactually.com. Donation screen is right on the front panel. Anybody who has already donated, thank you so much. You are appreciated. We're not going to do all the plugging today because we are running long and it's very late and it's warming up in the studio and I need to get out of here
and
pee.
It's hot and summery outside.
It is hot and summery. It's a nice day out there. Mm-hmm. Let's go and enjoy it.
No, I'm going to go home and play golf.
See, look at that look on your face, like, outside? There's an outside world?
Get the fuck out.
What?
Outside. What kind of geek do you think I am?
You guys got anything you want to plug? Josh, I know you've got one thing you want. Come on, plug it. Plug it.
I would like to plug my site, because I have a site. It's rawdlc.com. And we also have a live podcast on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. That's Australian time, so work it out for the rest of the world. It's not that I hate you guys. It's just that I can't be bothered reading out 9 different types of times, and then someone will complain because I say the wrong one or I don't give it out for Russia or something. So just figure it out. It's so easy. Just type in time calculation.
You know what? We can
Google.
Do it right now. I have a clock right here. What time is it? It's 4:15. So let's say 4, okay? Yep. You start broadcasting at 8.
8.
Right? So we add 4 hours to whatever it is.
Yep.
So that would make it, it's currently Pacific time right now, 9 p.m.
There you go.
All right? So add 4 hours to that. What are we talking?
13.
13.
So 1 a.m. in the morning.
1 a.m. in the morning. Come check us out. We do games. Oh, come on. That's the geeking hour. If you're not up at once, you're not at 1, you're not a geek.
And if you live in the East Coast, you'd be looking at 4 in the morning.
Now, you see, those are the troopers. If I
can
get
right.
some of those,
so if you're
I'll
in
be
New York,
really happy.
You better be up at 4 a.m., all right?
All right, but anyway, yes, yeah, so come check us out. We do games, reviews, and stuff like that. And anyone that's currently listening, if you haven't already, there is an amazing trailer for Deus Ex, which is out next year. There's a video showing you the capabilities of the game. Please go check it out. It's one of the best things
impressive.
I've seen in ages. Done.
There you go. Celine.
I'm on Facebook, send me a message and be like, yo, I saw you on Geek, and I'll be like, cool, and I'll add you. Otherwise, I'll ignore you.
Yeah.
That's fair. Dave McVeigh on Twitter, so @DavidMcVeigh, all one word. You can follow me there. Let's get out of here. I'm done. We'll see you all next week. It's been fun, guys.
It's been a barrel of laughs.
It's been a blast. I want to go watch that cooking iPhone video again. All right, guys, we'll see you all next week. Bye now. Thank you.